Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Richard Pennyman. That's right, little Richard. Welcome back. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me, having a great visit with our good friend Mick Fleming. Mick is the president and CEO of the American Chamber of Commerce Executives, ACCE.org. And ACCE is the organization, the national organization that represents chamber professionals. You've got a chamber of commerce in your area. There are people running that on a day-to-day basis. They're the employees, the management of that chamber. Well, this is the professional organization they belong to, the one that Mick leads, and they do a great job, Mick. It's been my pleasure to be associated with you guys for a long time now. I see the good work you do. The chamber executives around the world are like family, aren't they?
They are, and they look for so many of the same things. And now at our convention, you know, we gather folks from around the world that come, and the neat thing for me is I'm on this executive committee of the World Chambers Federation, so I get to go once a year or twice sometimes to some country to meet with the rest of the board of the WCF, and you know, chambers from Turkey and Iran and Malaysia and Japan and and Russia and South American countries, and it's just, it's so enlightening. It's my professional development to get to meet with my counterparts from around the world.
And, absolutely. And recently,
they're different in some ways, but just the same in others.
Well, and recently you just took a delegation to Brazil. Tell us why you went, and then we'll talk about what you found when you got down there.
Well, it kind of goes back to that trade question a little bit about the possibility for trade in both directions, and we wanted to expose our members to the opportunities that exist in Brazil. And what we have found with trips to Israel and Turkey and Croatia and to China and other places, that this exposure, this awareness, as we call it, this awareness trips, give people cultural understanding, some personal connections, and then this training sort of in how to do business there. And then our members, in turn, take it back to their members, large and small, and make it clear when someone locally has an opportunity that they'd like to spread around the world, then the chamber has this knowledge and this comfort level. The chamber exec has a comfort level to talk about, well, here are the opportunities in Turkey or Brazil, and here's somebody you can talk to in Brazil that really speaks the small business language, and I know and trust this person, and a chamber exec gets to say that. I know and trust this person, and, you know, if you need help getting to São Paulo with some product or in Rio for an oil rig supply piece or gauge or whatever you're trying to sell, or a service, you know, this guy in this country can help, or here's the barrier that you're going to run into. We've found the barrier is going to be city government, or the barrier is going to be, you know, logistics. So, the chamber exec comes back from these trips with that awareness and understanding, and then also, of course, some chance to bond with each other, and then also a chance to see the country and understand it for. Also talking about, you know, potential either leisure travel or trade missions from their territory. So it's a great, great opportunity.
What did you learn about Brazil while you were there? What did you find down there? What are your impressions of Brazil?
Well, just huge potential, and they are on a very. I talked about pride earlier. They're in a very strong position. I mean, they're a country of 200 million people. Size-wise, area-wise, it's the size of continental United States. And, you know, some of the things that we learned, I mean, the areas where everybody thinks about Brazil and they say, well, it's, you know, rainforests and oil and pretty beaches and pretty girls. And, you know, those things are all true. But the other side is, you know, the second largest food producer in the world.
Yeah.
And almost nobody thinks of, you know, Brazil as an ag business location. But some of your listeners who are in small towns and rural communities who are working with, you know, any kind of agri-product, you know, can think about, you know, maybe there is an opportunity there to buy or sell into or out of Brazil. And one of the things that's neat is not just trade, Jim, but also direct investment. Because what's happening now increasingly is, you know, some Brazilian with some cash from an oil opportunity might, you know, come and say, well, you know, I need a facility in the U.S., in the western U.S. or in the northeastern U.S. And they get to, you know, get those things going. And then vice versa, Americans can look and say, you know, we need a presence in a place as vibrant as Brazil. Now, the other thing is the opportunities. You know, they've got to build 14 hotels and 4 or 5 stadiums between now and 2016 just to host the Olympics.
The Olympics, yeah. And a golf course,
90%
too.
Of the roads, 90% of the roads are unpaved in the country.
Yeah.
So there's huge potential and a lot of people taking advantage of the opportunities there from around the world. And by the way, the Brazilians are not waiting around for the Americans to get there.
Mm-hmm.
They're making deals with whoever they can to get the work done. You know, China's a great trading partner for them, but so are the EU countries and South Africa and the rest of the Japanese. And,
well, the Europeans have been there forever. Of course,
they've been
down there for a long time. But of course, one of the big issues down there is going to be, you know, their ability. One of the challenges that Brazil has had over the years is inflation. And that's one of the things you have to pay attention to down there. 25 years ago, inflation was basically, you know, keeping them repressed down there. And so I think they've gotten a handle on that. That's one of the things we'll have to keep an eye on. I'm going to take a quick break. Right back with Mick Fleming. He's the president, the CEO of the American Chamber of Commerce Executives, ACCE.org. And he and I'll be back and talk some more about chambers around the world. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.